All right, now, very excited to be talking with Newburyport High School boys soccer coach Sean Blue. And first of all, Coach, welcome to MSO and congratulations on all the team's accomplishments this year.
Hey, greatly appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. It's been a fantastic year.
All right, I want to go all the way back. I want to go backwards and then forward. I want you to take me back to the beginning of the year because obviously the last couple of years have been a mess, but this is the first real normal season I think we've had overall in quite a while. What were you expecting from your kids coming in?
Well, last year we had a great season. We had one regular season loss. We went down to Norwell and won the state championship and they beat us. So we set our goals going back off last season. The terrific season we had. We won the Cal last year. We 18 wins. And we wanted to build off that. So our goals for our senior class was to win the state championship. So we set that goal at the end of last season and worked hard in the off season. The boys did to get ready for the year. But that was always our goal, was to try to compete for the state championship.
The culture of Newburyport High School in all sports, but in particular soccer and lacrosse, boys and girls, has been amazing. And I just wonder what's in the water up there because it's tremendous. Tell me about some of the kids you've – I read in the paper with Kyle's story that some of your kids have been together for almost a decade.
Yeah, we're going back quite a few years now. So, like, going back to youth soccer, I coached with many of these dads, with these kids growing up. My sons are a little bit older, so it's a whole family, a community connection. And I know I ran some club stuff when these kids were younger and doing camps and tournaments in the Danvers tournament and other places like that. We went around and played futsal tournaments. So we've been together as this group, as kids, since they were like 8 years old. They've stuck together, and sometimes you lose some kids to private schools and stuff, and we kind of actually have the opposite happen. We get kids come back from private schools to our school that's helped out too. And just them all staying together and really, working hard for each other and trusting each other is really, really the reason we did so well this year. It's all connected.
Before we talk about, the state tournament, tell me about maybe a challenge you might have had this year in the league if there were, in fact, a challenge. Because obviously a defense and goaltending is where we start. But what about a challenge that the boys may have overcome?
Well, we had some injuries. So our best offensive player, Will Aquaviva, was out with hamstring issues. And so we really had to pick up from him and fill some slots in, and guys did. We also had another player with a shoulder injury that was out. So we had to step up in other spots. We had Will Thornton was also out with a knee thing. So we had two starters out of our starting lineup, and other guys just stepped up and stepped in those roles. That's probably the biggest challenge. And I'd say, if going back in the games that we played, North Reading was we had two fantastic games with them. And I think those games against that team helped us in the state tournament. We beat them 1-0, 1-0. One was on a penalty kick at their place, and then we scored with 20 seconds left at our home place to win. And I think that kind of attitude we had, that we were always going to, we have a chance to win every game, and came right into play in that game with 20 seconds left. We scored, and I think that prepared us to play all these tight games in the tournament.
All right, let's start with defense and goaltending because your goals against record is ridiculous. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we lost our two center backs, but we still knew we were going to be tough in the defense. And I think Owen Tanks really stepped up, and he also didn't face a ton of shots, but he's been tremendous at all our practices. And his command of the box and his presence out there kind of fuels our defense for confidence. And he stepped up, and one reason I knew we could have a chance to win the state championship is how much better he got. Mm-hmm. So if we're ever going to PKs or something, like we did a couple practice rounds with the St. John's Prep on PKs and Masco on PKs, and we dominated the PKs against those teams with him and our guys kicking. So we knew we felt good with that. And it's that confidence that helps us play a little bit different. In our back line, we have four seniors in the back line. One of the best offensive upside backs, and Spencer Caldwell was just tremendous getting up and down the field for us. Then Kellen McDermott kind of anchoring us back there with his voice. Luke O'Brien shut down every four we played against this year, including a couple of Div 1 recruits, commits, and he shut those guys down in games. And then Ben Carter probably had like a most improved season for us, stepping up at right back. He's been awesome for us.
Wow. And you said you scrimmaged St. John's Prep, and didn't they win the D1 title also?
Yeah, that was a good scrimmage for us to get ready for the tournament. And they're probably the best. They're obviously the best team in the state, in my opinion. So we gave them a pretty good run too. So we knew we could win the state championship by how we played against them.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. So tell me about the run in the state championship, because you knocked off all the top seeds and 1-0 in the last game. It's just fantastic. Does your offense cue the defense? In other words, is it ball control type thing like I would say in football? You keep the pressure on so you can have fewer kicks on goal?
No question. I think that we've done, that's been our MO, especially in the second half of these tournament games. We went down to Norwell and Pembroke, and we had a good start against Norwell in the first game, but the other ones, we were second-half team. We came out and took it to Pembroke in the second half. And, yeah, we just kept the pressure on. One thing we do great, besides possessing the ball, is when the other team has goal kicks or free kicks or whatever, we win every header, so we don't let them out.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll win those headers, keep the ball on them, win that second ball, and keep on them. We work really hard on doing that. When we have guys like Henry Acton and Adam Bovey in the middle that just constantly win headers for us. So it keeps the pressure on them, so they can't even kind of get out of their own end at times without pressure.
In terms of history, Coach, one loss last year, zero this year. I mean, I don't think I've mentioned a record. I will certainly on the post. 23 wins, zero losses, zero ties. How do you talk with the team and I don't know, just in general about the accomplishments of these guys? Because, as I said, great record and great history in Newburyport, but this is something special.
There's no question. Talking to a few like longtime Newburyporters over the last couple of days, and congratulations they got from some people are talking about this team being one of the best in Newburyport history. No soccer, but this is the best team we've ever had in soccer. But they're going back into the history of the whole athletic program.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best seasons ever, and I think it certainly is up there. I mean, I think it's worth talking about with some football teams that played awesome, and the girls' soccer team I think had two ties. But to keep a clean sheet like we did, and we also went in on the road with the MIA rankings that we had to beat the teams we did. We beat the number one and number two seed. So we didn't get in by any fluke, put it that way. We had to travel to Pembroke, travel to Norwell, in our first couple early rounds too, to get W's down there and knock those teams off is something special. And and just having compete, we also play in Beverly, a Div 1 team, Central Catholic, a Div 1 team. So we weren't just playing in our conference.
Mm-hmm.
We beat some teams that were legit that won tournament games in Division 1.
How did you feel coaching the team when you got the power rankings and they set you guys down at number 9, and there are teams ahead of you with 5 and 6 losses? That raised the hackles a little bit.
Oh yeah, perfectly. It gave us some fuel, put some fuel right on the fire, like for sure. Like it gives you something to kind of get you a little bit. Exactly what you said. You get kind of fired up.
Well,
I'm going down scouting these games, and I'm coming back like we're going to beat Norwell, we're going to beat Pembroke, and we know we're going to prove that we should have had a higher seed.
Yeah, that's amazing, and you did beat two unbeaten teams. It's incredible, and you guys stayed unblemished. What's next now for you guys? I imagine it's banquets. Oh, before I ask you about that, do you have any multi-sport athletes on the team?
Yeah, we got a bunch of kids getting ready to play hoop. We got some few kids there, two starters at least, Henry Acton, Adam Bowlby playing hoop, Will Thorenson, another starter playing hoop. A couple other kids in there, two corners, Spinny, one of our JV guys, who came up for the tournament, also a hoop player. And then we got Jamie Brooks, our captain, is the all-star goalie for the hockey team.
Jeez.
So I think they got a chance to do something special this year with him and Ned. He's one of the best goalies in Eastern Mass, or Mass, I would say.
Yeah, that gets contagious when you have when you start off a season like that and the kid goes to another sport. That's awesome. Okay, so what's next? Banquet season coming up. It should be a fun role for you guys.
Yeah, we're trying to figure that out. We suspended our banquet last week because of the situation we were in. We didn't want to go putting banquets up there. Now we have the state tournament title, so we may even put it off a little bit so we can get some hardware in for all the team and wait for a little bit to celebrate down the road here.
That's great.
Appreciate that. Thanks for having me on. Anytime you want to talk some soccer stuff or sports in general, I'd be happy to do it.
I'm going to get back to you, Sean. I think it's a great idea because this bears talking about again, maybe in a month or two. Thanks so much, Coach. Happy Thanksgiving and be well.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sean. Take care.